Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Dr. Jeff Gergen. Good morning to you, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And Dr. Gergen, we need to let people know that you are one of the series of people who've been giving programs for Healthy You through the Cass County Health System. And, of course, you are going to be talking about...
We're going to be talking about a topic called aging eyes. It's going to include both young people from birth till age 10 or 12 and teenagers all the way up till 80, 90 years old, actually. So we're going to view the whole gamut of ages, actually.
Okay. And I'm sure that you're going to be spending a pretty much time or more time on some of those for the seniors, just because that's kind of who's in your audience, let me tell you. I've been to several of these, and so you've probably been warned about that.
Yes, I have, actually. Some of the topics we'll discuss in detail is macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, and diabetes, eye conditions as well. So.
Okay. Well, you know, macular degeneration, thank goodness I haven't had to experience all of that, but I hear so much more about it. I hear a lot more people talking about it. Is it a new kind of development, or what's new about it?
Yeah, it's not really a new development. What's happening is, number one, people are living longer, and macular degeneration is certainly a disease that you see more prevalently as we get older, into your 80s and 90 years of age, although it can pop up in your 50s and 60s as well. And we also have better means of detecting it with different technologies, as well as better means of treatment options, actually, for macular degeneration than we used to even 10 years ago.
And so does early detection mean that you can treat better and prevent its not onset, but the progression?
Yes, certainly. Early detection is key because early on in the process, for most people, we want to get them started on a group of multivitamins called AREDS, two multivitamins that are a good group of antioxidants that help slow down the progression of macular degeneration. And then also we have new treatment options as far as injectable medications that we inject directly inside the eye that actually help slow the progression and even reverse some of the changes that you see with macular degeneration. And that's new within about the last 8 years or so.
That has to be very rewarding for you to be in this time when those kinds of things are happening.
It's extremely rewarding. You know, as folks get older, they worry about they're losing their independence, things like driving and so on. And the eyes are the key to keeping their independence, you know, as far as driving and living at home on their own, actually. So it's very important to detect those changes early so that they can still live an independent life.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a bit about cataracts because, again, I think that's more with the aging eye. But it seems like those have been handled through surgery, just almost a miracle.
Yes. Cataracts, they can actually occur at any age. In fact, there are some babies that are born with cataracts. Very rare, but that can happen. And I've seen patients as young as 20 and 30 years old that have cataracts, mainly because they're either diabetic or they're on medications that can cause cataracts at an early age. But the vast majority of cataracts start occurring at age 50 and older. And usually cataract surgery, for the most part, happens in about your mid-70s. And everybody develops cataracts. If you live long enough, you'll eventually have cataracts and potentially eventually have cataract surgery.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. And most of the surgeries are very successful.
Most of the surgeries are extremely successful. And we have Dr. David Hanks from Midwest Eye Care that comes from Omaha. He's been coming here to Atlantic for 20-plus years. Very experienced, does a great job. The neat thing about cataract surgery nowadays, you can custom tailor it too a little bit. You know, at one point in time, you just could put in a simple implant and then still needed glasses afterwards. Now we have implants you can put in that can correct for the need for reading glasses, so you don't need bifocals after cataract surgery, and also correct for astigmatism. So it's becoming more of a custom-tailored approach, too, besides just removing the cataracts, just help you see a lot better without glasses after the cataract surgery as well.
It's pretty amazing, and you hear people say, I don't have to wear glasses anymore, the colors are brighter, I mean, you just... So many positive comments, which is really, really great for those folks that have cataracts. Talk a little more about, you've mentioned a couple of times, eye conditions related to diabetes.
Yes. The major thing that we look for, you know, anytime somebody gets diagnosed with diabetes for the first time, one of the first references or resources they should go to is an eye doctor. And for the most part, the internists and family medicine is very good about telling patients they need to get their eyes checked, you know, on an annual basis after first being diagnosed with diabetes. And for the most part, you know, for the first 5 to 10 years of a lot of diabetic patients that I see, we don't see any diabetic-related changes in their eyes. But what I look for every time they come in is bleeding inside the eye and swelling inside the eye that may or may not disrupt the vision. So some people might have problems going on with their eye, and they don't realize it because it doesn't really show up as a vision issue. It's more of a health issue that I have to look for when I look inside their eyes. So very critical for those diabetics to be seen at least once a year. And if they start developing diabetic changes, then more often, sometimes every 4 to 6 months, actually.
So it's sort of a team effort there to keep things going in the right direction.
Very much so a team effort. You know, the eyes are connected to the rest of the body, so everything that goes on in the rest of the body can certainly affect the eyes. So, yeah, there's a lot of communication back and forth between myself and internists and general medicine in regards to the diabetes and the progression. So,
we're visiting with Dr. Jeff Gergen, and he's going to be giving the presentation on Thursday, the 27th, at noon at the conference room 2 at the Cass County Hospital. And this is a part of a series called Healthy You, free educational series that focuses on different health issues. And in addition to getting great information, getting to ask questions, you receive a very great lunch, healthy sack lunch that, as far as I know, everybody's been enjoying. I certainly have been. So especially because there is a lunch served, but even more importantly because there's somewhat limited number of space and it's been filling up, they really would like to have you give a call if you want to attend. And I'll give this number again, but right now it's 243-7479. If you are thinking that you would like to come and hear Dr. Gergen talk about the aging eye, please make that phone call, 243-7479, because they want to have space for you and they want to have a lunch for you. I want to, even though Dr. Gergen, when we said this is about the aging eye, you said that, well, some of these conditions start at a very early age. I want to just talk about young people at a younger age. You know, what are some of the things they need to do to make sure their eyes stay in good condition, or, you know, that and why they need to be checked?
Yes. One thing that's important is to realize that the eyes aren't fully developed at birth. You know, the eyes continue to develop and change from birth till about age 10 to 12. And if you don't correct certain vision issues by that age, sometimes you go a lifetime with visual difficulties you can never correct. So it's very important to see a patient at a young age, for sure before preschool and kindergarten, because vision issues can also cause problems with learning and development. So it's really critical to get your children in for their first eye exams by age 3, 4, 5 years of age, for sure before they start school. And maybe it's a matter of putting glasses on them, or maybe it's a matter of patching an eye so that both eyes work together. But it's really critical to get those first eye exams done at an early age. You know, dentistry has done a great job of doing this. They started 40 years ago. I remember when I was a child, and they came into every school out there and basically pounded in everybody's head it's important to get routine dental checkups. Optometry needs to do this, a better job of this, because really eye checkups are just as critical as dental checkups, and should be done once a year on kids, and even with healthy eyes every 2 years. So.
Well, you've been getting some help in that area from the Lions Club with their checkups of the preschool, and some counties they're going into every school preschool. It's amazing to me what they do. Are you familiar with that checkup they do?
Yes. Brings in many referrals, actually. It's a great program, actually. A lot of times they send that information back to the University of Iowa. And again, I stress that's a screening, you know, and not all screenings catch all problems. So it's really important to see a doctor of optometry and ophthalmologist to get the eyes checked as well, actually. But those are great tools and screenings for people to initially have encounters with eye checkups, actually. Mm-hmm. And has found a fair amount of problems through the years, actually. So they've been very valuable in the community, actually.
Good. It's always amazing to me how they can take pictures of those little kids' eyes. It has to just be in a microsecond, I think.
Right.
So the one item, and you'll be mentioning, I'm sure, other things. We have not mentioned glaucoma, and that's another topic that you're going to be talking about, Dr. Gergen.
Yes, glaucoma is very important. And the reason why I think glaucoma is extremely important, again, that's a disease that can happen at any age. We see a lot more of it age 50 plus years of age as well. But glaucoma is one of those ones where you could still have 20/20 vision, read, drive just fine, and still develop glaucoma. So it's really a disease that there's sometimes no symptoms that the patient realizes they have, and before they know it, they lose their vision, and that's irreversible vision loss. And that's sad, because glaucoma can be very effectively treated with eye drops.
Okay. Well, all of these topics that we've mentioned in the last few minutes. Dr. Gergen will be giving much more information. Again, the program is Thursday, August 27th from noon to 1 at Conference Room 2 in the Cass County Hospital. And please call to make a reservation. You can drop by, but it's really much better if you call to make a reservation, 243-7479, to tell people you're coming. We want to thank you very much, Dr. Gergen, for visiting with us and giving us a little preview of what you're going to be talking about. And until next time, here's a thought. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart.